This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Teenagers often can, as Kimberly alluded to right at the end there, take jobs that might not be attractive to people with mortgages and families. In point of fact, last month's jobs report did show teenage employment at levels that haven't been seen since before the financial crisis. And as Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports now from the Workplace Culture Desk, signs might be pointing to an even bigger teen job boom this summer.
For generations, a summer job has been a teenage rite of passage.
I spent my summers, I worked at a pizza shop, and I think it's a great way to both earn some savings and to gain skills that you're not able to gain in the classroom.
Luke Pardue is now an economist at payroll platform Gusto, which works with businesses eager to attract teen workers. He says pay in retail and tourism have jumped, and companies have added perks like free food and amusement park passes for new employees.
Teenagers are really, they have all of the chips.
So far, white adolescents have seen the biggest gains in employment this year. Young workers were among the hardest hit by lockdowns. But teenage employment has been dropping for decades, says one-time camp counselor Alicia Sasser-Modestino, now an economist at Northeastern University.
With each successive recession, we've seen the labor force participation rate for teens drop and then just not recover.
The benefits of low-wage work have diminished, and teens have shifted to more school-related activities like summer classes, sports, and internships. But rising wages could lure more teens back to traditional summer jobs, says Andrew Challenger of staffing firm Challenger Gray & Christmas, and former barista.
Kids want to get out of the house. They've been cooped up for a long time, and there aren't as many school-based activities for them to do this year.
His firm projects teens will add about 2 million jobs to the economy this summer. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.